Yeah.
Hey, man, look, first of all, let me put my fucking shades on my raw shit right quick. Hold up. It's the biggest. Let's enter the chat, right? First of all, I want to appreciate you for canceling last night. We were supposed to record last night. And thank God we didn't, because we would have missed all of this very fun rap beef that we have on the table now. So with that being said, welcome to episode 88 of Hot Takes Podcast. I am your host, Dell. With me is my co-host, Shug.
We back in the mix, man.
Of course.
What's happening with it?
It's hot outside. Tempers are flaring.
It's warming up.
Hey, man. It's hot. What a summer it will be. I can't fucking wait. I think this will rival summer 16. I'm sorry. Just, it's so much animosity out there.
We'll see.
So, with that being said, let's get straight to it. How you doing, bro? You all right?
I'm good, bro. Shit good. Life's good. We're alive and well.
Yes, sir.
But, man, cut the chase, man. We're riding into it with the rap beef. Who dropped last night? Who dropped first?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe Ross dropped first. So Ross dropped his response to, well, basically everybody's in a tiff with Drake from Future and Metro Boomin's We Don't Trust You. And apparently, from what Ross is saying, matter of fact, let's pull it up while I'm gone setting up the scene. I sent it to you. Everybody's basically in a tiff with Drake. So it's basically Ross, Future, Metro, Kendrick, no, I'm not even gonna say Cole is in it no more, because he's not. I don't even want to talk about that shit no more, because he's gracefully bowed out. He's out of this. I wanted to kick his back in, but everybody done it for me, so I'm good. So yeah, basically Future, Ross, Metro, and Weekend, right? Yeah. So we about to get into the Ross feature. I mean, Ross diss first off. Let's get straight to it.
Crack smoke is the exhaust from my pen and pad. Ghostwriters, they get the floss, what you could have had. Record label taking a loss, are you in your bag? You a worker on the chart, don't make me laugh. Get the mind, tell by my watch, this a different time. Living fine, I'm getting high as your shit decline. Who believes he moving keys in his Louis V's? Run up on you and snatch your chain, watch you bitches bleed. Feel the pain or just describe where you really ride. Either you niggas getting money or ready to die. B.I.G. or give a fuck if you T.I.L.E. You got it and you keep it tucked if you be by me.
All right, so let's pause it real quick. Like I said, Ross has entered the chat. I don't know if people are familiar, but Ross also had a beef with Birdman that he basically just put it out there. Ross isn't afraid to address it and, like, you know, just say this what the fuck it is. You know, like, all the subliminal shit that everybody tries to go at with, Ross say, fuck that. This is what it is. I wouldn't feel in that.
That's commendable.
You know, like the shit with Birdman, it was the contract shit with Wayne and Manny Fresh. And he was saying, man, you know, you did them dudes down bad. I looked up to you when I really started to see for what it really was. That shit turned sour for me. And he put it in the song, Idols Become Rivals. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ross has always been one to just address what it is and say what it is. But back to the mix.
Better known as the Charles Schwab. Double R spread through the yard, and I swear to God. Pop a perk for the field. Go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free. Do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If we keeping the gangster, when you see me, you check me.
All right, so that's the first one. Niggas leaking their records, you know. Like, so Drake leaked his record, and I'm kind of over that leaked record shit. Like, that's not really real fact no more. Like, you putting this out some kind of way, third party, etc. But it's not a leak, and let's not stop referring to it as that.
Right.
Well, Ross is saying, like, you know, when you see me, check me. Ross comes from that old school bag of fuck all that internet shit. Like, you see me, say what you got to say to me. We could talk about it from that point forward. You know, so What's your thoughts so far on the Ross track?
So keeping it strictly music, I will say I like it. I mean, it's good. 7 out of 10, 7.5, whatever. But you know, it's good shit. I could appreciate it. The beat tough.
Oh, beat is fire. Fire. But and Ross is known for putting the fire beat with the diss track. This dude. Oh my God.
What the fuck? But yeah, at the end of the day.
Yeah, beat was super tough. Ross is really known for going for the hard, the that make you turn your face beat for the beat.
Yeah, it's raw. It's normally, I call it like an old school dungeon feel. You know, yeah. It's that New York kind of feel to it. It's a little slower than your average rap song.
Yeah.
But you know, with that being said, in terms of the music, I like it. Like I said, I think it's about a 7 out of 10. And I'm not really too like into it as far as like a rap beef. You know what I'm saying? I mean, from what I know, these niggas could not even be serious. But
oh no, it's serious. You gonna see how serious it is.
I do believe it is, because at the end of the day, we'll get into it after we go over Drake's apparent leak. But I think it's something to hate. You know, so I think it's feuded by hate. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I think Drake's a common denominator in this.
Oh, shit. Okay. So this is our first time talking about it. So we going to have some nice discourse. This will kind of get personal after when you come back in.
White boy, I see you. I see you. Yeah. Check. Getting bullied, don't walk up on me because the clip is fully. Niggas pussy, don't want to push me. I'm like, really, Woody? Like his moves, but he never had a fight in school. Always ran, another nigga had to write your grooves. Flow was copying your pace, Weezy gave you the juice. Another white boy at the park, wanna hang with the crew. Pull it, surprise, wanna switching up like...
Hey, man. You don't think it's personal? Like, you don't think it's serious?
I think it's something to do, dog.
You think it's rollout for something?
Not really.
Okay.
I think it's... Man, I think it's AI crossing Mike. That's exactly what I think it is.
You think this is AI shit?
No, I'm just saying, like, in terms of where it's at, I just think, like, because they're going amongst who I would deem now is the greatest, you know, it's kind of hype. You know, everybody want to talk about it. It's something to mention. You know, it's like the days when Kobe was dominating and everybody would mention Tracy McGrady and Allen Iverson. Like, come on, those guys are great, but be fucking for real. Like, you know, there's somebody different out here doing this shit.
Right. And the boogeyman lives on the West Coast.
You think so?
Let's be clear. Yes. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Let's finish this raw shit. We'll get to it.
But I just want to say, like, overall, It's different to me because I appreciate what Drake did by actually dropping some shit.
Me too.
And responding like a rapper, you know, because he get a lot of knock for that. But nah, he in the booth. Stop playing.
Okay.
But at the same time, bro, he has such an effect. Like, dog, it's like a Michael Jackson quality about this dude.
Yeah, for sure.
And
yeah.
Them other niggas don't have that. Stop playing. Like, who the fuck are we kidding? Like, ooh, and I love this Kendrick is Lamar. Be a great pod. I love Kendrick. Love Kendrick. Love Ross. It's hard for me. Trust me. It really is. Because I fuck with these dudes. You go on my Apple Music. It's a lot of that in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But don't be fooled. Come on, man. Drake for everything.
Okay. Let's finish Ross off.
Getting sentenced for all the killings while we ride rentals. Look me right in my face. He beginning to shake. Told you niggas stay scheming. I predicted my fate. Got more money than you. Fuck you want me to say? 50 mils for the crib. Where you want me to stay? I can shoot up the block. I got bitches to paint. Let you DM my old, but got bitches you can't. Let you get.
Hey man, isn't that cardinal sin? DMing another nigga bitch, and you know it.
Is it true?
And it's supposed to be a man.
Hey, if that is, then it is. Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, all right. Just make sure we clear on certain shit. All right, cool. Let's continue.
On my songs, it was good for your face. Now bitch nigga is home and no room for debate. Pop a perk for the field. Go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free. Do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me.
I got a lot of respect for you.
Enough said. Rick Ross has entered the chat, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what you want to call it, dog.
That's the type of time I'm on. Last time he had some shit on his mind, he got it off of Birdman. Birdman never said anything back, to my knowledge. Not like on no serious record shit, but, you know.
I mean, he did a shit.
And I'm not saying that this is just wrapped up in a bag, but I don't think people really thought Ross was going to respond the way he did.
Oh, yeah, this that shit right here.
Yes, it is. Let's go. Come on.
Never want to be a nigga anyway, nigga. That's why you had operation to make your nose smaller than your father nose, nigga. I don't follow you, nigga, because you sent the motherfucking cease and desist to French Montana, nigga.
Ross going to tell it. If nobody going to tell it, Ross going to tell it. And, hey, bro, whether the surgery shit is real or not, I don't really agree with him putting that out there like that. You know?
That ain't no man shit.
Yeah. No. It's beef right now, but I feel like he could have put that out there better, bro, than that.
But at the end of the day, hey, when it is beef, all that shit on the table.
For sure. But I guess to play it like a race thing.
Nah, bro. Everything but kids is on the table.
Right, but what I'm saying is, though, it's one thing if you say he... Because, okay, so...
Police nigga hating on my dog project.
He basically also talked about his surgery, about the body shit he got done where he had the six-pack over there.
I mean, Drake exposed to all the hoes that Kendrick was 7.
The fuck, so what?
Exactly. So fuck, so what?
Oh, no, nah, I'm not. No, that don't even go to say.
That ain't seen, nigga, when we making them early records, nigga. When you were happy to be around, nigga, seeing niggas holding them sticks. Yeah. You old motherfucking stun of your life, nigga. Give Weezy some more money, nigga. Give Rap-A-Lot some more money, nigga. White boy. Yeah. Biggest. It's Rosé, nigga.
This fucking beat is so hard.
Do it anytime you want to do it. I'm ready. I'm ready, white boy. Huh? I know you got your Dockers on with no underwear, white boy. Yeah, you had that surgery, that six pack gone. That's why you wearing that funny shit at your show. You can't hide it, nigga.
Come on, man. The biggest entered the chat, bro. Let's do this shit. All right, so let's get to Drake. Let's get to Drake.
Let's get to it.
All right, so. What was your thoughts on the record before? When we first heard it, before we started going through it.
The Drake record?
Yeah.
I mean, not to compare, but I thought it was good. Just like the last one. Mm-hmm. It's like the one we just heard, you know, raw shit. I thought it was cool. It was real cool. I fuck with the beat on that one, too.
Yeah. You know, Who Kid? Sample,
Who Kid? It's hard. You know, I fuck with it. Just be happy to see that shit. We really getting... We're really getting a classic historic moment right
It's
now.
Hot outside, man. Niggas is aggravated, nigga. Young boy and what's his name? Finesse. It's hot, man. It's hot outside. And niggas is out there aiming. Let's do it. Let's get to Drake, man.
Be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand.
Early shots. I like it. It's hot. It's hot outside. It's hot outside.
That shit.
Can't get booked outside America for Nan. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't ever take no chain off of us. How the fuck you big stepping with a size 7 man's on?
All right. First shot at Kendrick. Who is a size 7?
Allegedly.
Thank you. But Kendrick's a small person.
Hey, dog, whatever, man. Cut the chase.
Right. But
we in the mix. We talking about niggas. You know, if it was Biggie, they'd be talking about his cock ass side.
That's true. You know? But I'll tell you what. 5'5", got a lot of power in that word. But, you know, we'll get to that.
Just
Bart with the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause top told you drop and give me 50 likes of push-ups. Huh, your last one brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit.
All right, so yeah. The Big Step was really wasn't hitting like it was supposed to, or like what everybody thought. And see, that's why I feel like when you get to that big statue, I feel like you still should drop at a consistent basis because of that. Like when you go so long, like honestly, and I don't want to ruffle feathers, but I just feel like people are going to be so
critical, excited
for the project that somebody's going to be disappointed somewhere.
I mean, that's with everything, but yeah. I definitely get what you're saying.
Cardi's running into the same problem because she said she's scared to drop too. But that's outside the thing. But I just feel like if he drops sooner or more often than he does, maybe it's, you know.
Right. If you drop so. And see, I like that you said that because I like Kodak Black. He's one of my favorite rappers. But he's a frequent. He drops frequently. You know, he's right. One of the guys that constantly puts out. So within that mix, he always got some shit in the lineup.
Right.
That's bringing, that's carrying him
even
along.
Even if you on a feature here and there.
Right, right. Even if the last two albums wasn't, dog, he's somehow still in a rotation because he got a feature here or he got a song right here.
Right.
That's just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, definitely, I could see that. But.
Like, I would always knock Kendrick for that in this whole Kendrick versus Drake thing.
I mean,
you don't just drop often enough.
Right, absolutely. You just got to be ready, dog. Like,
you know, and for whatever was contract, creativity, whatever, you wouldn't drop often enough. And I feel like Drake is sometimes oversaturated, because I've said that here too. But the fact of, you know, you get a Drake album at least, what, once every 2 years or something like that, roughly. Right,
but I told you, hey, I don't feel like he oversaturated. I think he,
sometimes. Certain situations, I'd say.
He ain't no rapper, bro. You know?
All right.
Like, I just think we in a different mix. We talking about a different kind of dude with this music shit. Like, he's more favorable to the Michael Jacksons than he is fucking Lil Wayne. Which is crazy, because that's, you know, he's an understudy of Lil Wayne.
Right.
But, man, he just has so many levels, you know, and such an ability to, like, get on a record and make it his own. And you really believe him. Like, you really believe him. Like the One Dance, that song, you know, One Dance. Like,
I fucking hate One Dance.
Right.
But I don't like that album at all. More Life, I don't
right,
care
right,
for.
Right, right, right. Cool. But don't hate on the song. It's a great song. You might not like the song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it did his thing.
It's a great
but
song. Right. He did his thing with it.
Yeah.
Right. And, like, so if that was his character, that was believable. That was believable. Yeah. And so was the tell me what's really going on.
That's my that Drake
was
that
was believable.
Like. Yeah.
So you get all these aspects, man. It's incredible, bro. It's LeBron playing with three different teams.
Yeah, he's a man of many hats. I'll never take that from
him. He is, and that's why it's so unfair to compare with that nigga. Like, cause I'm playing a different sport, you know, like these niggas is doing this. They scores.
Yeah.
He's LeBron James. He do all that shit, bro. I can score, I can pass, I can play defense, I can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
The Michael Jackson, the Beyonce, Kanye West. He just on a different lane with that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Contract, cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50. Pip squeak, pipe down, you ain't in no big three. SZA got you wiped down, Travis got you wiped down, Savage got you wiped down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now.
Alright, so if you don't understand, apparently Kendrick's contract situation with TDE was splitting 50-50 or whatever. But my whole pushback on that, and even with most contract situations that I could care less about, if we still coming home with the same number, what the fuck does it really matter?
Which they're not. But
you know, but even if they are, okay, so if Drake profits $3 million, right, and Kendrick goes on a world tour, et cetera, like that, and comes back 6 million, split in half, he gets sold three. Still went home with 3 million. You know, like it's a different split. The same way in anybody else's contract. Okay.
I never like to get into rappers and their contracts.
Me neither. Like, I hate that part of this shit. Like,
the value is kind of like an NBA contract. And when a person's at they prime or their apex, you can't really put a value on it. So they're always, like, underpaid within this contract. For instance, like, Baby. Okay, when Lil Baby came on, bro, I would say, like, 2018 was really when he arrived. And that rapper getting on, you know, signing with QC, not knowing what his deal is worth, but compared to 2021,
yeah,
Lil Baby, that's two different people. Like, you might have gave Baby 2018 $1.5 million, but at this point where he at 2021, he worth about five.
Yeah, for sure. You know,
so that shit, the deal shit, like, I never really hold that against him because I guess I kind of understand that, like, nah, bro.
And then I always harken back to the whole thing with the deal shit. Like, you remember when the shop first started, when they were at the barber shop, I want to say somewhere in New Orleans, right? And 2 Chainz was on there. And he was like, man, you know, yeah, we know the rap game is fucked up, but coming from the hood, coming from where you come from, your whole goal is to get that deal. So everybody's going to sign a fucked up deal at some point. And everybody complains about their deal when they either blow or they can't get out of it, etc. So
right, why do you think it's such a thing? Like,
yeah, but it's like at the level that they're at, that should be the last thing y'all bringing up. Like, it should be like strictly, I'm better than you, here's why.
Right, because we beyond the money.
Like, yeah, it's beyond money at this point. That's what I'm saying. It's beyond the money.
Maybe all but Kendrick gonna bring up the bread, because I definitely feel like Rick Ross probably said something about bread on the last joint.
He did.
Really don't remember, but
yeah, he did. That's what I thought. But yeah, at the level that they're at, bro, it should be more so, yeah, barring them up, I'm doing you da-da-da-da-da. But contract shit, like...
Right, it should be more, like you say, it should be more about your stature in the rap game. Like, yeah. Where you at with it in terms of this sport.
Like, even when Cole's trying to get his shit off, like, I could do the math, you know, you dropping every 3 and 4 years. You know, that ain't hot. Like, keep it like that. Like, fuck a contract shit, because they all gross and crazy numbers. So, yeah, let's go. Don't feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the fuck is this, a 20v1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. He got that in his pocket, though. The same way Kendrick had it in his pocket. He was shooting at Drake and Cole. With the first person shooter, should like that verse. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody ganging. It's one thing if it's, you know, over some time, everybody pushing at it right now. Right. So he got that in his back pocket. But I feel like everybody's got a different issue, though. I don't think it's all connected. Like, Kendrick and him have been going at it before Metro even came into the picture at all. So, and him and Future have done fucking 2 and 3 albums together. So,
exactly.
Their thing, I feel like it's entirely different altogether, too. So, more love in a city that you from, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. No, I ain't gonna lie, that's funny. That's fucked up. Because I feel like at this point, Metro gotta come out with a verse. You got to. Fuck who write it for you, you gotta come out with a verse. You got to. Like, that's the only way you kind of come off of this. Like, you can't come out here with a fucking like that with the beat flipping and, you know, your section of, no. It's going to be hard, but you got to come out for the verse. For sure. No questions. I'm the sixth guy, I'm the front runner. Y'all nigga manager was Charles' little blunt runner. Clean a six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, able bread out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. Jets, whips, chains, wicked, wicked, wicked. The beat flipping is crazy on all these songs, I'll tell you that. Drizzy Chippendale, probably got your bitch in nail. I just got them done, boy, don't make me at the chip and nail. Rolling loud stage, I would turn, that was slick as hell. Shit'll probably change if it be him start to kiss and tell. Now, that's his first shot at Travis, apparently. Because Travis was hyping him up to play the song like that, or whatever. But, I mean, here's my thing with that. And I always try to, and I'm not trying to see the white flag and the shit, but I'm just trying to, like, man, the song fucking hard. Like,
It is, undeniably.
So, like, man, if you feel like I'm trying to stir up beef by getting this song played, you should have that same energy with everybody else that go on the radio and play this shit, too.
Right, pretty much whoever promoting it.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know? And another reference or drink with somebody's wife, knowing some shit. Or, you know, BM, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Man, Drake is personal. That motherfucker, he know how to get to niggas, boy. I tell you, that motherfucker, that
nigga's
boy.
Light skin.
That, and you're fucking right.
He's light skin, man.
You're goddamn right he is.
To you.
And kisses, man, don't tell me about no switches. I'll be rocking every fucking chain I own next visit. Ayy, I'll be with some bodyguards like Whitney. Top say, drop your little midget ass. Better fucking, ayy, better drop and give me 50. Ayy, drop and give me 50. Drop and give me 50. Ayy, niggas really got me out here talking like I'm 50. Ayy, niggas really got me out here rapping what I'm living. I might take your latest girl a cuff her like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in, this nigga turning 50. Every song that made it on a chart he got from Jizzy. Spend that little check, you gotta stay up out my business, nigga.
All right, now, so, me personally, as much as people wanted the Kendrick and Cole joint album, I wanted Drake and Ross to do a joint album. I think I might have told you that before.
Yeah, I think you have.
But, because I was like, that shit would have been crazy. You think Drake and Future got some shit hot? You think Cole and Kendrick would have been hot? No. That shit there would have been hot. That would have been fucking insane. Because Ross dips into that melodic R&B shit that Drake does all the fucking time. So that interchange would have been, I feel like it would have been better than that hype era of What a Time to Be Alive. Right. Because they were both in that same bag. Because
with Ross and Drake, it's just, it's more of a natural occurrence, bro. Like,
right.
It's just natural. That shit just gonna flow. Like, and then they can hype it up too, because you've heard them do both. You know, Ross and Drake. So
honestly, out of all of the beef that's going on, I'm the most perturbed about them two being at odds.
What, Ross and Drake?
Yeah, for sure. Kendrick and Drake have been at it for a while. That whole big three shit has been going on since I was in high school.
Correct.
So Metro is new to this. Future new to this. Like, I'm a little upset that Drake and Future got a beef. You know, but Ross and Drake? No, yeah, nigga, I'm hurt. I'm sick. I don't like it.
That he's sick.
Out to the hooper that be busting out the gritty. We know why you mad, nigga. I ain't even tripping. All that little heartbroken Twitter shit for bitches. This for all the top dogs.
Hey, man.
That's a note, man.
Nigga said, job, man. You can take this one, too.
Job.
You know what I'm saying? Pull that stick out again. Let's do it. Let's just get to that dumb shit.
Man,
everybody got a little piece of something. But
the dancing, nigga, for the Grizzlies. In the gritty.
Hey, man. Hey, the boy is outside, man. It's hot outside. It's hot outside.
This shit been brewing in a pot, now I'm heating up. I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck. Champagne tripping, he is not fucking easing up. Nigga calling top to see if top wanna piece it up. Top wanna piece it up, top wanna piece it up. Nah, pussy, now you on your own when you speaking up. You don't roll deep to this, it's not fucking deep enough. Begging cops or not, boy, you not fucking beating us. Numbers wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking sneaking up. Corn ball, your show money, merch money feed us. I'ma let you niggas work it out because I seen enough. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up. Drop and give me 50, all you fuck niggas teaming up.
I ain't gonna lie. Outside of the what's his name? DJ Act ran at the end right here.
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking way to end the song. What a fucking way to end the verse. Like, I tell you that, what a fucking way to end it.
Why did this thing?
Because, god damn. All right, so, let's get to it all. So, okay, Cole's out of this. Ross Drake, what's the score for you? Let's just tally it up. If you got any more thoughts about it all, you know, say what you know, let's get to it. Cause we still got to get to BMF.
Man, I say they about split even, honestly.
1-1? Yeah. Okay, I'm with that too. 1-1. I do feel like with the whole nose job situation, I feel like they're going to get a little bit more personal. Maybe not directly, but with Drake saying, "That's not all I know," you know, let's just, because he didn't really direct it to anybody, but.
We know what it is.
Yeah. You know that I know some shit. Hey, man, well, I'm willing to go there. Sounds like it. You'll see. Know, but for Ross to go there that early, I think they're going to get real personal. Or just real, like, descriptive in their personal shit, but I think they're going to get personal. Drake Future. Let's just go. I'm sorry. It's 1-1 for me. Like that is like that. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck if he not really, if Kendrick verse do make it, nigga.
So.
It's still a Future song. So. Yeah. 1-1 for
I gotta
me.
Go Future.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. Fuck that. Yeah. I'm going 1-0 Future because I don't feel like he really addressed Future enough in the sense of what the song like that is. So yeah, give me 1-0 Future. And obviously 1-0 Metro Drake. Obviously. How you feel about Cole being on let's get on to so We Still Don't Trust You came out. You heard it? Listen to it. You heard the We Still Don't Trust You?
Amazing album, way better than the first shit, if in my opinion.
Think so?
Yeah, it's running circles around the first shit.
Honestly, so with the title being We Still Don't Trust You, I was looking for a little bit more beef going on.
Nah, it's the exact opposite.
I know. That's what, oh shit.
Like, it's real good music though.
It is.
It's real good it's music though.
Great.
Nah, that shit slaps, bro. Yeah, yeah. Man, I listened to the entire album.
Yeah.
It's like 25 songs on that bitch.
Yeah, it is. It's so, double disc.
Let's say if it's quote 20, unquote. If it's 25 songs, 17 of those songs are really good.
For sure.
That's a really, really good body of work.
Hell yeah.
They did their shit with that. They did their shit
Metro,
with that.
I think Metro has producer of the year on lock.
Nah, for sure. The record, Beat It, is incredible. Yeah. Y'all go check that out.
Definitely. What's your thoughts about the Cole verse, or just Cole being on it after what's happened with him?
It's kind of funny, you know.
Same. I kind of chuckled at it too. I'm like, damn. Because he even sound different to me. Like,
right. Let me see. I'm trying to get you a good one.
Do you think that causes...
It'd be like Ray Allen going to the Heat after leaving the Celtics. It's like,
but do you think it's really him going to their team? Because that could have been an old verse. Nah. That just not finally coming out.
He just... Mm-hmm. Just going to help him out, sit in the corner and shoot threes. Just going to help him out.
But yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't think...
He's just going to get them niggas a hand.
People
all.
Are saying that he's on... I don't think he switched teams. I think that's an old verse.
He's just going to help him out.
I don't think it's that. I think that's an old verse from whenever he did the favor. That could have been before the tour even started.
He did him a solid. You feel me?
Yeah. Before. Did him a solid, you know, before that. Before... Oh, baby, he had no clue that they even had a beef. And he was like, man, fuck, I need... You know, asking for a verse.
Came to save the day once or twice.
Yeah. Cool shit. So yeah, hey man, it's hot. Tempers are flaring. It's hot outside. Shit's gonna be like 80 degrees today, man.
Yeah. So with the increased weather, man, on a sports tip, to kind of change directions, you know, it's warming up. NBA is going down, man. We getting closer and closer to the playoffs coming up.
Yes, sir.
We going within the play-in games. That shit'll be this upcoming week. Today marks the finale of the actual NBA season. A lot of teams gonna be playing game 82 today, currently going on. Man, shit is, it's crazy.
What's your thoughts on the season overall? Like, not no team specifically, but just
so
what you saw.
Overall, I was impressed by some of the old players. You know, a couple of the old players really, really, really did it this year.
Who Durant, besides Bron?
Durant. And okay. I kind of wanted to get into that because, of course, you know, I feel like LeBron was incredible, his late run. But Durant was really another one. I felt like, when you look at the numbers, like, fuck,
he was there.
He was carrying. He was doing this shit. When you look at who may be the first team All-NBA,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck. Durant might could be there, you know. And I just wanted to kind of address that because there is, like,
a youth movement in the NBA where there's so many young players that's taken off. While we got to see what a great ending it may be for LeBron's career, I would say the beginning of Webber's career has been just as exciting. Like, it's like total opposite reverse. It's like we could be seeing the all-timer go out, but we seeing another all-timer come into the league. Man, that dude has been ridiculous. I personally think it's a robbery job that he won't win Defensive Player of the Year along with Rookie of the Year.
Hey. So who do you got? Rudy?
Rudy Gobert. So I'm going to give you what I truly believe. And not to discredit Rudy Gobert. He's won the award multiple times. He's a great defender at the rim. He's excellent.
Yeah.
However, bro, everything around you helps you. Everything around you helps you. You know, it helps to have Cat give you some size in the middle.
Yeah.
It helps to have Ant. He's a really good perimeter defender. He ain't really getting beat any goddamn way. And then you start Jaden McDaniels, too. So he ain't really getting beat either. These are long, athletic players. They got a few coming off the bench. Nas, Reed, in case you get in foul trouble. Yeah. It's all type of shit you got, you know, in your advantage. This is just a kid, man. This is just a kid being drafted to the San Antonio Spurs who don't really have anything going on. And when he's on a side of the court, offense needs to be ran on the other side of the court.
Yeah.
Dude, man, he's tremendous.
So, I tell you this. I do want to see him in person play. So, I'm looking to go to the next Spurs-Pelicans game for sure. I think he's going to have an almost early Giannis effect, but more so a Bron effect, right? So, what I'm saying is, with the Giannis effect, he's going to, once he develops his body into what he needs to be for NBA situation shit, he's going to be a fucking bigger problem than what he already is. Because everybody that was kind of getting off on him was, you know, using their size to their advantage, the weight, you know, just throwing their body on him, shit like that. But he was still fucking getting you fucking 13 rebounds and still like 18 points. So shit, imagine when he threes. Really get, you know, in a weight program, start, you know, figuring that shit out.
It's coming, and it's coming. Because you've seen him grow confidence as the year went on. You know, he would do a little bit more and a little bit more offensively. Like, at one point, he really started making the three. And then the next time I seen him play, he was a playmaker for the team. Like, he was making plays, making really good passes, making all the right reads. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, damn, bro, like, this is only year one. He has so much more left to grow.
And man, it's all growth. Yeah,
it's crazy. Man, Luka held it down this year.
Hey, shout out to the Mavs, bro. They had a good season. To see where they end up in the playoffs still, like, where they looked at points, you'd have thought, damn, man, they're not going to, you know, they're not going to get there. But, shit, they got there.
They got there. They carried the load. Kyrie and Luka, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. It pains me that some players did, you know, get the injury bug and that they won't be healthy going into the playoffs. But overall, we've had that health. I would say Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
I'm missing one, bro. Come on, man. Who's not healthy? Embiid. Yeah. Okay, so Kawhi Leonard, Embiid, and maybe a few others, you know, kind of got heckled with injuries, but for the most part, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, we got a healthy Steph.
Yeah.
Shit, Paul George is actually healthy going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
James Harden, Durant, Bradley Beal, Booker. It's players that typically, you know, you look for them to kind of be a little ran down by now, but.
That's perfect. I think, you're right. This year's playoffs is going to be great because everybody's, you know, trending healthy. And Embiid, he don't have to be this uber healthy because of how he gets his shit off. You know, he just got to get his wind back and all that. He'll be, you know, back to normal. So he don't have to get the foot speed, the game speed up like that. Shout out to the Timberwolves, dog. Like, honestly, the way they started off the season, I'm like, okay. And I'm like, they're going to fall apart at some point.
They will in the playoffs. Classic house of disappointment.
I think so, too. I think they will. But as far as regular season shit, they did their thing. I can't even stunt.
They did exactly what they set out to do.
Shout out to the Nuggets. You know what I'm saying? Nikola Jokic, I mean, you know, 3-time MVP. I mean, goddamn, you got to give it to him.
You think he's been MVP?
I don't necessarily do, but I think where they are, based on what Luke and them is, I think he, you know, and I hate that part of it because I feel like Russ should have definitely got his without question.
Oh, they're like, oh, well, he's in the sixth seed. Well, fuck, okay, so what? He's already the triple-double, dude.
I'm going to go Luka Doncic.
I would think so, too. I think Luka should get it, but I think just because where they're at in the playoffs, and I don't like that, but you know how they go.
But the sixth seed isn't bad, bro. It's not bad.
It's not.
I mean, fuck, these teams good as shit.
Like, if you're in the playoff at any seed, period, that's good.
I mean, but the 10 team is going to be 10 games over 500, so it's not like... It ain't like you've been winning games at the sixth. You've been busting ass at the sixth seed. Like I said, the tenth seed is 10 games over 500 in the Western Conference. So you've been winning your games.
But see, I don't think they're looking at the record and the impact they're looking at. Okay. Because, okay, you don't think Shea gets a big jump if they end up in the front in the one seed and all everything's said and done?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. They're going to base it off who falls where.
Hey,
and bro, I don't really like that.
And Shea has been really, really good this year. And he has some help. And not to say Luka doesn't either. But, bro.
And I feel like
Luka the straw. He's stirring a drink.
If you take Shea out of the Thunder is still pretty good. They're not a championship team. Okay. Take Joker off the Nuggets. They're still a pretty good team. Take Luka off the Mavs, bro. They struggle. Yeah, Kyrie going to do what he can, bro. But they fucking struggle. So it's like enough. Same thing when Russ got his shit, bro. You remove Russ from the Thunder at that time, bro. They're a lottery team. Like, let's just keep it a stack. But this one motherfucker that's averaging triple double has them in the fucking sixth seed or the five seed or wherever they were fucking at.
I agree.
You got to give it to him. You know what I'm saying?
Surprise player of the year. You got anybody?
Surprise player of the year.
You could go with a person, and then you could tell me why, like, what surprised you about him.
I'm going to say Ant. Here's why. When they came out of FIBA, right, last summer? He had a lot of praise coming out of that. And I saw what the league was trying to promote him as a star, right? And I could still see a lot of, like, play in it. And this could just be his personality, mm-hmm. who he really is and all that. But I don't think the league wants to see him mature some, but mm-hmm. I think he's handled that expectations really well through the season. And I know it may be a default pick because of the fucking where they're at, but for sure I think he gets a look at that for sure. Because they could have crumpled. And because when Cat fell, shit, that could have really hurt them a lot. And they stayed consistent, so I gotta give it to Ant.
My surprise player of the year.
Oh, I got a runner up. Go ahead.
D'Angelo Russell. I know it's a homer pick. God, this I gotta go with D'Lo, dog. Bro,
take off the fucking Laker jersey, dude. I gotta go with D'Lo, I know you fucking dog. Dude. Jesus Christ,
man. You know, just a turnaround. Players like typically do not do this. You know, it's not often you start, which I thought the Lakers started the season well. They mm-hmm. they first initial jump, like they made the play and they were doing well.
Yeah.
And then that second part, like that second quarter of the year, the shit got really, really bad for the Lakers, but primarily mm-hmm. D'Angelo Russell. And then I would say that third quarter of the season, you seen like an uptick in play mm-hmm. going into the beginning of the year, the new year, the trade deadline, all that shit kind of fluctuate around the same time.
Yeah.
You can see his play increase, and he pretty much rolled that out for the rest of the season.
For sure.
Man, shout out to him, you know, and I don't even really have to do too much congratulations and shout outs because he going to get paid like it now. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? He was on a 1-1 deal with the Lakers this year.
For real?
Meaning, so they got him this year. He's on a player option, so he can opt in or opt out. You know, or probably opt out and get more bread. But,
yeah,
you know, he's earned that, man. And I like for to sure. see players do that because that's the reward for putting in the work, dog. Like, hey, man, shit be hard. You won't make money in the league. Put in the work. Don't be no Ben Simmons-ass nigga.
And then off of that,
straight.
A lot of people, and I noticed it too, because he was having, you know, up games, down games, up games, down games. But when his name came up in the trade shit, he locked in. and he turned into a whole different player. And sometimes players crumble under that shit. When they get, oh, man, I get moved there, and they, you know, this and then the third. Sometimes dudes be folding up. Or no, they just, you know, like, start pouting and shit like that. Like, he took it on like a vet and fucking embraced that shit and turned that shit around.
Who was your runner-up?
Sabonis.
Sabonis? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like he was a consistent leg for the Kings the entire season. I think set the record for double-doubles for Kings history or some shit like that.
I got one every game.
Yeah,
I got one in my mind too. I just wanted to just kind of show dude some love because he's not really talked about for his stature or who he is in the league.
Speaking of stature, go ahead.
Because he's a really, really good player, bro. But, like, you know, when people kind of bring him up, they be on, like, an all-star kick. Mm-hmm. But, nah, Jalen Brunson is an absolute superstar in the NBA, dog. He embodies everything that shit means. Shout out to the Knicks, who I believe playing for a higher shout seat today. I want them to get as high as they can go.
I had a
he's let him, bro.
Speaking of Brunson, that's a very good
Brunson
fucking call.
Did his shit, bro.
I had a take about the Knicks that I called you about after they beat the Celtics, mm-hmm. right? And I said, man, I said, I think the Knicks have a good nucleus going on with the Brunson, DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart situation. And I said this could be the real turnaround for them to really solidify themselves to be a, you know, a good team for the next handful of years, because I'm like, you getting three dudes that play college ball together, and it don't seem as though they have much ego involved in their situations at all. So I think, you know, they know Brunson is the key to the success, and they're going to get their money based off of what's available, you know, but I don't think it's going to be a lot of ego involved to keep them there. So, like, you got three out of your 5 to 6, 7 that you need, right? You got Anunoby. Like, you got a pretty good overall situation. And I think I said that they're one good star, good strong piece away from really being a solid, solid team. And I said, man, Julius Randle could be it or maybe not. You disagreed with that. We don't have to go into it, but you disagreed with it. But I think this could be their turnaround for sure. For just sure. Wanted to say that. Shit. Oh, so speaking of stature, what's up with the fucking bronze bobblehead that the Philadelphia 76ers gave to AI? What's up with that?
I have no idea.
How you do that to the city of Philadelphia? To the answer. Like, what the
they
fuck?
Didn't really show them no love with that.
Now, I'll say this. If it's going inside, like on some like entrance shit, okay. Because you got to have it small enough for it to fucking be inside. Mm-hmm. But if it's going to be outside, fuck no. Because Philly fucking gets snow. So imagine that shit gets fucking buried under some snow. Because you wouldn't put that shit stupid high.
I mean, he was about 5'11", 6 foot. Let's just get a life-size statue. Him, exactly what the fuck he was doing. Whatever play that is with him crossing over.
Right.
Let's just get a statue of that. Like, let's with a 6 foot statue, because that's not art at the fucking ordinary. They got 6 foot statues all over. So
right.
What the fuck is the deal? I mean, he's only
nobody's 6 foot,
gonna
fucking
right.
measure to make sure. Oh, he's exactly. That's his real height.
Like, bro, that's insane. But I just thought, like, for such a pivotal person in Philadelphia sports as a whole.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't really show
Sixer
no
history
love.
I think.
Like,
good. Dude, really does Barkley no have love. A statue? Does Barkley have a statue in Philly?
I don't know.
But, like I said, if it's going to be inside, that's why I'm like, damn, this small as shit. But I'm like, maybe it's going to be inside.
But AI meant more, though.
For sure. But if Barkley had
meant
one,
more than Rocky. And Rocky is a
they're on
fictional
even.
Character.
I feel like they're on even par. Even though Rocky's a fictional character. I don't know. I don't get it, but I get it. You know, it's their guy. So I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, I think that Philly's wrong for that. I think the backlash hopefully will push them to get a real fucking statue, unless it's going to be inside on some sectioned off shit, you know, where it's like a whole tribute to AI inside or some shit like that. Like, okay, that make a little more sense. Which one get into? BMF? What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of Meech.
I'm sick of the fucking Playboy brothers. I'll tell you that now. I'm
so
sick of both of them.
So first we can start off with Henrietta. That character's awful. I don't know what they're trying to do with this LGBT community bullshit, but this ain't it.
You don't have to call it bullshit.
No. I mean exactly that. That's some bullshit. There's
And I'm speaking for them. I'm speaking for them, and I'm not even.
I think it's a bad look,
but for sure, I'm speaking for them because this is bad business. Like, in my opinion, I don't even think they would want to be represented like that. Like, she's such a poor representation for what they're going for. Like, you didn't have to make the pretend drug dealer the stud girl. Like, she didn't even have to be a drug dealer. Like, right. She could have worked for somebody or whatever the fuck, but y'all tried to make her the madam. Like, that don't even make sense.
So, what pisses me off, because, like, I'm okay with the...
I hate the character choice, bro. I hate it.
Like, I'm okay with the way she kind of gets off the aggressive, flirty shit as a LGBTQ character, right? Like, she was hitting on the cop when she pulled up on her. Same with...
You think the cop gonna bustle?
No, I think she know. I think because Henry saw something on her wrist or some shit. So I think she going to put two and two together. She going to figure out something about the bitch. But I just think that when it comes to, like, when she fought the fucking, the foot soldier or whatever, but she fucking stabbed herself to prove she was fucking tough. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, what are you doing? Like, what? Like, you fucking gut yourself in the liver. Like, 3 fucking inches to say, yeah, now fight me, since you feel like this is some unfair shit. And then you fucking end it off stabbing this nigga. Like, what the fuck is this?
Bro, you could have just not harmed yourself.
No, nigga, when it got going, she fucking picked the knife up and just started jugging the nigga. Like, she jugged him out.
Oh, I seen it.
Like, what the fuck is this? Like, the flamethrower shit, like, walked up slow, nigga, like... What? You don't know that's Henrietta from right there, motherfucker? Exactly. You 2 cars away. Like, you not down the fucking block.
Exactly. It's a bitch with a leather uniform on. Who the fuck you think that is?
Big ass flamethrower on her back.
And then, I mean, just to kind of, you know, kind of further elaborate on the show, man, what the fuck is up with LaWanda and Markeisha? This is insane, man. Terry pulling with these women is incredible.
I'm over the fucking Playboy brothers, because I'm fucking tired of Meech. Everywhere he go, he got to find somebody close kin to lay and stick with. I'm fucking sick of it. Because he used to fucking dog Terry for the same shit that he's fucking doing now.
Yeah, facts.
Like,
now everywhere he go, he Mr. Loverboy or whatever.
Mr. Loverboy, Mr. Makes Family. Nigga, like, you can't just pull up and lay low, like, get you a fucking spot. Exactly, like,
get you a spot. Meet some niggas. You always got to, like, it's not even exciting to see you meet a bitch on the show, because we know.
You're going
to
lay up with her at some point.
In a half episode from now. Like, it ain't even no build up to the shit. Like, why he can't find a bitch who was an absolute snake? And
so, you, like, nigga pull up in St. Louis. And all of a sudden, he's motherfucking Mookie Betts. And he just got the swing of a lifetime. Right? Little brother gets kidnapped. Fucking spoiler alert. If you ain't watched it now, so fucking be it. Little brother gets kidnapped off the muscle. Like, you just got to St. Louis, nigga. The car's still hot. Like, your bag's still in the car.
Facts.
And you pull up on people to do business. Nigga, brother gets fucking kidnapped. What is this? Yup, the niggas in the car riding. Like, you just met these fucking people, but you going to ride out on niggas? Because fuck that. Like, what?
Because we in the loop.
We in the loop. Niggas had you a spot. Nigga, you left the next day. What? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, dog, I like BMF, bro. I do. But what the fuck is this?
Nah, that shit watered down now at this point.
Yeah, like, I think it's just so all over the place, dog. Like, did 50 lose somebody in the white room? Like, what the fuck? Like, man, it's something else it's about this shit I wanted to get off. Get Terry his fucking patch back. Because I'm tired of looking at the eye. I'm sorry. With all due respect to people with a false eye, I can't do it. I can't.
That nigga need to.
Because they're trying to make him too much of an authoritative figure right now. And it's like, the eye is fucking with me. Like, I can't take it that serious. Like, I want
his character need to have permanent glasses on.
Yeah, like, so, what's your thoughts on Lucille getting her groove back?
That shit lame.
What you mean it's lame? Like, so you don't feel like Lucille deserves to choose for her own fate?
Like she said? Yeah, she do, but hurry the fuck up. Like, just tell Charles no.
Hey, I tell you this, I'm fully behind Charles. Cause bitch, you better not get no fucking flowers sent you. Like, and we still in the house together? Oh fuck no. Like, I don't give a fuck what we going through. Don't have no niggas and no flowers. Like, I turn this bitch up. Like, don't do that.
Slam them fucking flowers on the ground.
Man, what?
Pick them fucking rose petals apart and yeah, take me
nigga,
a bath.
Nigga talking about, man. The filet mignon, it ain't all that hot over there, too. Shit, you motherfucking right with that car, Lucille. You goddamn right, Jaws. Stand the fuck up in your house, nigga. You damn sure right. Niggas send the flowers up in this bitch. Man, look. I damn near stood up and gave Charles a round of applause. Because, goddamn it, Charles, you right. Yeah, fuck.
For once.
For once, goddamn.
Also, Charles' song was awful. Just put that out there.
That shit was trash.
Boy, that song was garbage.
That shit was like, trash.
I was like, who wrote this? Like, this shit whack. Like, I could have wrote a better love joint than this. This is weak. None of the words rhyme. It didn't have that real passionate feeling. Like, it's some movie song.
It's some blues shit. It's right. Some love shit.
I'm like, man, this is weak.
He got the fucking church choir to do the fucking beat. That's why. You should have been called Metro, motherfucker.
Exactly.
But overall, man, I feel like they got a chance to save it. Will they save it? Hopefully so. But right now, they got it's almost giving, what's it called? Snowfall with the fucking loose tiger in the neighborhood. Like, what are we doing? Like, what the fuck is that? So, anything else you want to get into before we wrap this up?
I'm good, dog.
Let me see. We covered everything. Oh, rest in peace, OJ, man, for sure. Before we get out of there, rest in peace to OJ, juice, man. You know, man, people were like, oh, man, finally. Like, I'm not that type of person. Like, I can't, you know, gay.
Yeah, I'm not celebrating no nigga death.
Whatever happened, bro, yeah. But I'm not celebrating nobody's death, bro. Oh, we didn't get into the Quavo and Chris Brown shit. You familiar with that beef? You don't really care about the beef about the women? I understand.
No, not beefing about no niggas.
I understand.
Light skin with tattoos.
Never mind. Drake got light skin with tattoos. Kendrick said he, you know. Burning tattoos.
Nigga. That dude that strictly R&B.
Boogeyman live on the West Coast, dog. I said what I had to say about it. Ross entered the chat. Niggas said they ready to go. It's hot outside. Niggas' tempers is flaring. I love this shit. We'll be back next week, man.
Already.